What can Isha go out with? What type of tashit and jewelry is she allowed to wear on Shabbos? What is she not allowed to walk out with on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, an Isha can't go out with ribbons of tzemer made out of wool, not with ribbons made out of flax, and stam straps, sheberosha, tied around the hair. She shouldn't go out with this on Shabbos. We'll soon see about the Hezbris. When she goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't be tayva with them, because since these ribbons are tied around the hair, so it's a chatzitza. Therefore, b'shash she's tayva, she has to take them off before she's tayva. Or at least ad she tirafim, unless she makes them loose. If they're loose, then she can be tayva with them. So the morals in the kasha, what does the hilchos tefillah have to do with this halacha of Shabbos? We're talking about what can Isha go out with. So what does the Mishnah say? Who are them when she's tayva in the mikvah? She has to make these straps loose. So see in the Gemara what one is telling the other. Let's see Tap Rashi. Bameh Isha Yoitza. It's Rashi, they have a tachshit. Certain things are called a tachshit. It's like jewelry for them. For loy matzli, that's not an issa hoitzo on Shabbos. It's not called a matzli you're carrying. It's a tachshit. It's something she needs for a group. V'ikah devi tachshit. Now some of these things in our Mishnah really midiraisa is called a tachshit. I mean, midiraisa she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. The gozobei rabbonim, the rabbonim made exera not to wear certain things. Dilma shalfi, maybe she'll take it off. Omach v'lechaverta. She has a new jewelry, so she'll take it off to show a friend. So we're afraid she'll take it off with Shusha Rabin, and then v'duma ostelasiya daladamis. Maybe she'll come to walk daladamis with Shusha Rabin. This is the Ikka Hezbin, the whole parak, why it's also to walk out with jewelry. We'll see later on, the Maisa Bizman is there with Mekel, because we hold that the Noshim have a din of Isha Chashuva. The Gemara said later, Choshev Isha does not take off her jewelry in the street. She does not show it off. So the Maisa Bizman is there with Mekel to say, all the Noshim are Chashuvim, we don't have this Gzerim. But Mekel, our din is also to walk out with a lot of jewelry, because we're afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. Loi bechutei tzemer upishtin v'rutzua shavrosha. So Rashi she kolas bem sara. All these straps are talking about things that she kolas bem sara. She makes clear she like braids the hair with it. So since it's tight in the hair, it's also to do it. Because we'll soon think, because it's a chatzitza, she has to go to the mikvah. So Rashi shavrosha on the hair. Akula koi. It's going on all the cases of these first three cases of putting a ribbon of wool, a ribbon of pishtin and rutzuas. All means straps that she ties her hair with. Koi. The Gemara Meforish time, the Gemara will explain why an Isha can't go out with these straps into here. Hey, there's no chash, will take it off to show a friend. It's not a chash of a jewelry here. It's not a strap into here. So why can't she walk out with it on Shabbos? We'll see in the Gemara. Vaitav latit for them, she shouldn't go to the mikvah with them. Sadrashi mishum chatzitza. As calls the man, these straps are tight in the hair. It's a chatzitza, it's stopping the water from touching her hair. So she can't be tabled with these straps in the hair. Ad shetis rafim. Trashi shetatiram ktsas. She has to loosen them a little bit, untie the knot. She refuim, they should be loose. Biyikon so hamayim b'neiim l'shar. Therefore, the water will come in between the straps and the hair, and then there's no chatzitza. Yeah. That's the first part of the mitzvah. She shouldn't walk out on Shabbos. These straps tied onto her hair. Baitam v'loy b'teitofa. She can't walk out with a type of a jewelry called teitofais. V'loy b'sarbitin. And now with something called sarbitin. Rashi Meforshi, Gemara Demo explain the type of ornaments, jewelry they put around the forehead, one holds around the cheek, they put this. So Rashi, the Chashuvane, the Chashuva piece of the jewelry, the Chashinon, the Zerim, the Rabbonon, Dilma Shal, for Yomach, the Chaverta. Since it's a nice piece of jewelry, well, Chashu, she'll take it off in the street to show her friend, and she'll continue walking down Lamas Meshus Rabban. Therefore, the Rabbonon will go, on a normal Isha, is not allowed to wear these jewelries on Shabbos. This man it's not sewed on to her begit. But if it's sewed on to her, then there's no shash will take it off. It's sewed on, you can't take it off. Shashi bisman shein tfurin. Im hashavch, it's not sewed on to a shavcha, is like the kerchief under it, on top of her hair. So if it's not sewed on to the kerchief, shakur and shkufiya, then it's also. Avu tfurin, but if it's sewed on to the kerchief, then we're not afraid she'll come to carry Bishus Rabin. She never takes off a kerchief off the hair. Mirosha from here, Bishus Rabin. She doesn't want to go uncover her hair. Therefore, the kerchief, that's the first thing to put over the hair. That they always leave on it. Now, the sabcha is something they put on, the sabitim is something they put on top of it. So if it's tied onto the kerchief, we're not afraid she'll take it off. But if it's not tied on, then we're afraid she'll take it off with Shus Rabin to show it to somebody, and she walked out on this. That's why they're born after it. They asked her to wear a kovel. Where? The Shus Rabin. It's here the Mishnah, the first time it says Shus Rabin. The kovel is only Yasub Shus Rabin. Mashm in her chotzer in the backyard, she's allowed to wear these things. Mashank in the first things was exeri even in a chotzer. It's also. The Drashi kovel, the forest bigmar, what that is. L'rishus, it's another type of a kerchief or something else on top of the hair, is l'rishus sarabim z'drashi, that's what's awesome. Avol l'chotz shari, but in her own chotz, her backyard, she's allowed to wear this. V'chol hanis kerm l'mal, all the things on top, these ribbons in the hair, or else these tzitzofoy, the jewelry that goes around her forehead, is l'skerm l'mal, asurin af l'chotz. It's even, this is Rashi Shita, it's even also for Isha to wear it mamish in her own house. Why? Shema tagilim b'shus rabin. If one made it there, if she'll wear it in a house, she'll forget and wear it outside b'shus rabin. And there the gzer is, she'll come to carry it b'shus rabin. She'll show, take it off to show someone and carry it. Shrashi b'chod gzer, it's one gzerim. The gods of them, shrat diskashet them b'shabbat klal. They made gzer, they should not put on the jewelry at all, even in their own house. Well, the kovel, this is one type of a jewelry we'll see in the Gemara, a type of a cover they put over the hair, hetiru. This do a matter. So the first to come on the firkin, shleleser as kol takshitev with his ganu abayla. Chum dim one asa to wear all the jewelry. Then she won't look nice to us, and the husband would dislike her. So therefore, a certain jewelry that Rabbanu will make her. A kavla, kovel, they were matter for her to wear at least in a house or in a chotzer, but not with shus rabin. Light of lay beer shows up. Nisha can't go out with the jewelry, a gold jewelry. Ear shows up. It looks like Yerushalayim, a picture of Yerushalayim. Trash ear shows up. Kimin noishka type of a brace, necklace. Or mitzayim bo kimin ear. You have on the picture of a city and shows up. Yerushalayim shows up. It's like a picture of Yerushalayim. Valay bekatlo. Trash a katlo forsh be gemara. Also a type of a brace necklace. Valay benizom not with nose rings. She can't go out on Shabbos. Valay betabash shein olechosim. She can't go out with a tabas with a ring that does not have a chesim on it. Trashi chesim in tsura lachtem boy geris. A kol davar sogur. Mold used to have the ring, the signet, the stamp, but to show that's the signature. So if you have that, that's not a jewelry, it's not chashim. But loy v'tabas sheinu lechesim. If it doesn't have a chesim, then it's like a jewelry. So then they're born asid you because they're afraid you'll take it off Mishas Rabin and show her friends. Vayta v'loy b'machot. She can't go out with a needle. Sheinu nekuva. That does not have a hole inside it. The Yemiyotza, if she walks out with these things, you should know, Eina Chayavet Chatnif. That means with your eyes, these things are all called Tachshitim. It's jewelry, it makes her look nice, it's like a beggar. She's allowed to walk out with it, she's not Chayav Chatnif. It's only Yostim and the Rabbonin. Now these last two cases explaining why there's no Chayav Chatnif, why it's only Yostim and the Rabbonin. Because what type of a needle is she walking out with? It doesn't have a hole. If the needle has a hole, it's not jewelry, it's time your sewing kit. So if you walk out with your sewing needle, that's called a tzor, you'd be chayav chatas then. Who are then if you walk out with your ring that has the seal on it? That's not a takshit, that's not something you need to work with. So if you walk out with that, you'd be chayav chatas. We're talking about though a pin that doesn't have a hole in it. That means it's a piece of jewelry. It's a nice pin to wear to look nice. So maybe you're right, so you're allowed to wear it. The Rabbonim goes though not to wear it, you shouldn't come to take it off. Like you said before, though, we'll see later on the Gemara, Bizman is there, we'll make it, we'll let our Noshim wear any jewelry they want. Because we hope Bizman is there, our Noshim are called Isha Chashuva. And the Gemara says later, Isha Chashuva is allowed to wear jewelry, because there's no Shash, will take it off, which is for Rabbin Shower friends. Rashi Shein in the Kuva, Kagoyin Ishbiblam. Beim Yotta Tenech Yevchat, Rashi the Kula Tashit in Inu. Midirais, all these jewelries is called a Tashit. A Tashit means something that she needs for her body, so that's Mutter. Just like clothing, what's the depth of the clothing? Rashi refers Mash from Bala Behemam, clothing also goes as a tachshit. The clothing you need for your body, you don't want to go out undressed. So you need the clothing, the purpose of your body. Who are did for Nisha? She needs her jewelry for the purpose of her body to look nice. So them is called the tachshit mutton. For Rabbana knew the Gaza, but Rabbana made Xera not to walk out with jewelry. Dilma shal for your machwa. We're afraid that Meshus Rabbi shall take it off to show a friend, and then she'll continue walking down Lamas Meshus Rabbi. That's why Rabbana asked her to wear these things. So the Gemara, Tfilo man the Chashmei. If the Mishnah starts off saying she shouldn't wear these ribbons in her hair, and also if she goes to the mikveh, she can't be tevel with ribbons in her hair because it's a chatzitza, she has to loosen the ribbons. So the Gemara, who's talking about Tfilo? We're talking about Haitzor Shabbos. What you allowed to wear on Shabbos? So Rashi, Tfilo man the Chashmo. My union Tfilo, it's a Hilchah Shabbos. What is Hilchah Tfilo got to do with Hilchah Shabbos? And the Sechta Nida, put Hilchah Tfilo. Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rabba Bar Avuah, my town comer. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Why did the Rabbanan ask an Isha not to walk out with these straps in the ear? As these straps are not real jewelry, we're not afraid she's going to take it off with Shus Rabim and show a friend. Just so you have a ribbon in your hair, it's not that choshev. So why did the Rabbanan ask that she can't wear a ribbon in her hair? My town comer. My time's at the Gemara, leitei isha, lei b'chutei tzemer, why can't an isha go out with the Shabbos, ribbons of tzemer, of wool in the hair? Or else, lei b'chutei tisha, not with ribbons, but out of flax. Mevnei shomru hacham, that hacham said, b'chol, in the middle of the week, leitit for them. If she has to go to the mikvah, she should not be tevel when these straps are in the hair. Ad she terafim, until she makes it loose. Because kol zaman that tight is called the chatzitza, the tefillah is no good. Now, v'chiv on the b'chol, about in the middle of the week, she's not allowed to be toivel with these things in her hair until she makes it loose. Is the Shabbos Rabbanu made gzeira on Shabbos? Don't go out at all. Don't wear them on Shabbos. Why? I, the skirt's attached, and we're not afraid she'll take it off to show a friend. She's not going to take off a ribbon in her hair. What's wrong with wearing ribbons in her hair? The teretz is Dilma Misrami Lo Tefillah Shel Mitzvah. Maybe you'll come out on Shabbos is a Tefillah Shel Mitzvah. Has punt the Zaynikim ended on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. V'shar yelu, and when she goes to the mikvah, she's going to have to untie the ribbon, make the ribbons loose. The osili asvinu daram b'shus rabin. And plus, when she unties it, it's very shchirch will fall off then, and if it falls off, then we're afraid she'll come to carry it daram b'shus rabin. So that's the gzeira. That's why the Rabbanan said, don't no isha should walk out with these straps. A gzeira up to an isha that has to go to the mikvah. And if she's going to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, she's going to loosen these straps, as very possible to come to carry them later. Therefore, the Rabbanan made the gzeira not to wear it. Rashi, v'yishar yelhu, she's going to unloosen the bow, the ribbons. Umatera says them, she'll take them off, lit for the Shabbos, they have to be table on Shabbos. Shalat filo le gozru, the Rabbanan didn't ask you to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Terminu masech the beitzon. Odom nira kenekir. Odom is not nira like she's being mistaken itself. It looks like she's taking a bath. She's cooling off. The yenira kemasakin asma is not looking like you're fixing up yourself. Therefore, the rabbanon did not gaze to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Masahir wachosha nisha will take it off, and then she'll come to walk down the walk with her daladamas. So churastam was the kasher is into shein amir. I was like, any part of the clothing we should be afraid also. When she goes to the mikvah, she has to take off her clothing. So say nisha can't wear clothing on Shabbos. Maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah and she won't put them on, or she'll walk with them. The Basha Teretz is a regular clothing, we're not afraid like that. Havadi, she wouldn't go without wearing a clothing. So these straps in the hair, it's just like a tachshit in them, so there we're afraid you never should go without it. Other pshat to me is that there's really a shalof to make a tie tight back on Shabbos, the shalof on a kshira. You're not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos. So she, if she takes them off, she can't tie them on again so tight. Or else kliya sasar is a shalof you do it on Shabbos. You can't make a braid so good on Shabbos. So therefore, if she takes them off, we're afraid she won't put them back so well, and therefore afraid maybe she'll carry them. Therefore, on this, the Rabbanan made Gzeira not to wear it.
While they're loose, it's an issue to keep, maybe it doesn't look like a
touch, maybe. If she wears it while it's loose, then you have to say, because either will fall off then, or she'll come to carry it. It's really a touch. So he says, V'yeshleimah, dividvorim shem ikra malvish, lekele migzer. Things that are her ikra clothing that she wears, even in the middle of weekdays, nobody should, Isha doesn't leave the mikvah until she's fully dressed. Only small things like here, putting the ribbon back in her hair, she's not makbid to leave the mikvah, even though she didn't put the ribbon back in her hair. As a shtagir in the middle of the week, that these ribbons they don't put back on in the mikvah, so they walk home with it. So these ribbons were afraid maybe in Shabbos also. She'll have to go to the mikvah and take them off, and she won't put them back on again. That's one of these things are going to make there not to walk out with. Right. Boy minei Rav Kana minei Rav. Rav Kana has the shalot from Rav. Tichi chalilosa mal. These are ribbons made out of chalilos. It means very wide ribbons. Rashi tichi chalilosa. Shasheras ribbons shachut the minach of the strings. Chalulos vagulos. They're like hollow and round. In other words, they're not tight. They're like a something woven. Is mal the trash of the clay of them sour because she wrap it around the hair. Velotes the Shabbos. Shein yechoyle lemoitchon. She can't make it too tight. Uludoitchon ala sour bechazoka to make it too tight. And something that's woven doesn't get that tight onto the hair. Ve'yamayin mechnosim bo. And the water gets in it, so really she can be tight with the way it is. Still we have a shailon. Is it called a chatzitza? Therefore, she's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Mishum zeirus tefilas mitzvah. Because we're afraid maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah and she won't put it back, and she'll have to untie it, and she won't put it back on again. Only have the chatzitza. So that's now shailon. Shailon is now nilchas mikvois. An isha that wears these straps around the hair, that's a woven material. It's chalulim, has like holes in it, wide holes. So is that called a chitinat? Omalei, he answered back, orid kamrit. You're asking me a shal about a kli, a beggar that's orig, that's woven? Kol shu orig legozu. Anything that's woven, they didn't make an exerum, because something that's woven doesn't get that close to the hair, it doesn't make a chatzitza, therefore she can be tevel with the way it is. Rashi, kol shu orig legozu. Lot says by Bishabis. Since you can't tie it too tight to the hair, it's not chutz, doesn't stop the water from touching the hair, she can be tabled that way even on Shabbos, so didn't make any gzera. Anything that's woven is like gozru. The rabbanon didn't make gzera. That's one lotion. The ikar the yamri, some say another lotion. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua. Chazina liachvosi, you should know, I saw my sister, to lay kaftan alayu. She's not kafted, she's not copied on these things. Has these strings in her hair, she's not copied if they get dirty or not. She wasn't makpid upon it. So Drashi, liachvosi lekaftan alayu. Litlon me roshin. I saw my sister, she was not makpid to take it off her hair. Kishen reich says to cham, when they took a hot shower, hot bath. Alma ayobumaya. So you see, when they took their bath, they still wore these ribbons in the hair. So lav dafka after mikvah, stop washing himself. Why did they leave these ribbons in the hair? Elamai, alma, ayla, bumaya, shaper, that the water goes through it anyway. So if you want to wash here, she can wash here with the ribbons in the hair. The ribbons don't stop the water from coming in. Afilo lahanoyas rechitza. Even for own hano, the chivan, shekain, linyan, tfilo namiloyas rechitza latirin. The hechlas tfilo also, she did not have to take it off. Therefore, she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos also. So, Emis Rami, Tzvila, Tzvila, she'll have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Loi Shailu, she doesn't have to untie these ribbons. Loi Mishum Chatzitza, Loi Mishum Tveda. Not that in the Mitzvah it's a Chatzitza, and no one in a person, she's not Makpil. And do a swear for Makpil. So, tomorrow, my Iko ben Hach Lishna ben Hach Lishna. What's the difference, Allah, of these two Pshotim, two Lishrainers? Whether it's a swear, it's not called a Chatzitza, or it's a swear that Anisha is not Makpil to take it off. She doesn't care if it's on here or not. Benayos of Trashi Dumara de Tnifen. Now, Kamina, it gets a little bit dirty. As if these ribbons are dirty. Lach Lishna de Yoma Kolshu Orig Le Gozru Haninami Orig. Even though the ribbon is dirty, but since the Mitzias it does not tight onto the hair, it doesn't stop the water from getting in, it's not called the Chatzitzam, she's allowed to be tabled that way, and she's allowed to walk out that way on Shabbos also. About this lotion, the yarmut that says mishum kveda, it's a shalom even in the middle of the weekday. When she takes a shower, is she makpa to take these ribbons off of here or not? So kivon the tznifa, since these ribbons are dirty, mikbat kafto layu. She's very makpa to make sure she takes off before she goes into the shower. So since she's makpa to take it off, so poshid, therefore he came up out to the on Shabbos. And the pashtus means who adin? It's called the chatzitza vilchas tefila also. Since she's makpid, it shouldn't be on her. It's also called the chatzitza. See Rashi. The mitla for the Rashi. The nitla for hanech tichy betit. Let's say these straps and the hair got dirty, full of mud. Hanami oriku. The first man the yom mesintis orig v'akama legozu klal lotzis. Avol lahaynish to call the second lotion. The like hafti that told the isha not makpid to take it off. Mashma, it's mashma. The kafti lenatlan, she is makpa. Take it off from her rosh and from her hair. Kishen rosh, when she washes herself, also washes them on Shabbos. It's also to go out with it on Shabbos. V'yafa gav b'nini duka lechaytzi. Even though the mitzvah it doesn't get that tight to the hair, so it's not chayt. It doesn't stop the water from coming into the hair. Umateres litzvah b'hen. When avada the first pshan rashi, she's allowed to be tevel in the mikvah. Because in the mikvah, since she's not makpid, since there's no chatzitza, it doesn't stop the water, she could be tevel in the mikvah. Hilkach hani nami, the mitnefi, mikvah kaftin, she's makpid, shleliyat rosh and b'shas filosin. It means in the mitzvah, that b'shas she's tevel in the mikvah, she'll also be makpid to take it off. Mifnei shamayim mamchim esatit, the water like dissolves the dirt on it, or malach like the storm, the dirt goes on to a basar, which will come up in the mikvah. So therefore, it's a svara, even though mitzara din, she doesn't have to take it off when she goes to the mikvah, but a mitzias, the isha will take it off. Since she's makvin, she doesn't want to get dirty from this dirty bin, so she's going to take it off. Therefore, we're right to afraid on Shabbos, she can't walk out with it. Because we're afraid on Shabbos, she'll have to go to the mikvah, and before she goes, she'll take it off, not to get dirty from the bin, and then we're afraid she won't put it back on, and she'll walk home with it. Even though there's no concern from chatzitza to ayil b'mayo, miyu kivun the shakli lo mishum tinuf. Since the isha is going to take it off her before she's tevil, because she doesn't want to get dirty from it, is also yasiyinu. We're afraid she'll come to carry it, but you also lost it them. Therefore, she's also to go out. Masheka lishna kamala gazrel v'midi the chayitz for tefila. According to the first lashon, it's only told her completely what's called chayitz for tefila. So if it's tight, it's also. But kozuman is orig, it's woven, it's a loose material, it doesn't get stuck onto the hair, she's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. This is the first pshat in Rashi, but this is the ikke pshat. Rashi has another pshat, the chiddush, to say, Rashi says, lish, v'yaboysa v'porshin ach kfei delini chatzitza. The second pshat Rashi says, is v'yaboysa v'yaboysa even the gate of chatzitza v'mikvah, k'de kaimalon, ruba yumak b'dol of chaitis. Something that an isha's makbid, that's called the chatzitza. That's the way Rashi's Rabbi Yisrael learns. Rashi says, "V'koshle begavu tuba chaduchit mahu midi to mahadik." Avada, what's called a chatzitza? Something gets stuck onto the body. If you have something on rove of a body that stops the water, that's called a chatzitza's makpid. But here, even though she's makpid because of dirt, for the mitzvah, since the water gets onto the body, it's not called a chatzitza. Avada l'aloch is going. We hold like Rashi's first pshat that hilchas chatzitza they won't be here since the water goes onto her here. No hilchas Shabbos. It's also to walk out for the same Xerum. That since in the Mitzvah she always takes it off not to get dirty, so we're afraid on Shabbos when she has to go to the mikvah, she'll take it off, and then she won't put it back on again. She walked down with Amis, therefore they're born after it. Right. Tanan Hosim, not the Mishnah Mikvois. These are things that are chaitzis if a person wants to go to the mikvah, and isha goes to the mikvah, that she has to take it off her body before she goes in. Chutei tzemer, she wears strings of tzemer, of wool. Vechutei pishtin, strings of flax. Veretzuah shebroshei habonis. And the strand, the retzuah, the strings, in the heads of the bonus, of the young ladies. Shashiv elu chaitzim biyodim, mishim detnan hosim, elu chaitzim mekelim. First it says about what's chaitzah for kelim, for utensils. Tony Linyan's Philos Odom, Vielu Chaitzim Biyodim, these are what Chaitzim Biyodim, Shel Tzemev, Shel Svaitim. That's the first man Yom, that wool and flax and Ritzua Sabrosh Yabon is Achaitzim. We have Yehudu Weimer, Shel Tzemev, Shel Sar, Ein Chaitzim. As Yehudu thinks, Tzemer wool is not Chaitzim, it doesn't get that tight to the hair, it's not Chaitzim. Who are then Shel Sar? If you have other hair tied onto your hair, it's also not called the Chatzitza, doesn't get that hard, Ein Chaitzim. Nifnei shamayim boyim behem. Water goes through it, it's not a chatzitza. Shrashi, shel tzemev shel sar ein chaitzin, tle mehedek agabi sar. It doesn't get too tight onto hair, so therefore the wool doesn't stop the water from coming onto the hair. Who has an other hair, a shaita won't stop the water from coming on. So this is the machlekes tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about tzemer. Tzemer stops the chatzitza not. Omer Rafuna. The kulam b'roshei habonis nino. We're all talking about these straps on the hair of an isha. So more mastiv lo Reb Yosef. Lamute mai. What do you mean to tell us something about the hair of a bonus of the young girls? What lamute mai lafuki what? What's not called a chatzitza? Ilaim lamute the tzavor that they put these straps around their neck. For the gemara demai. What type of a strap? What type of strap does an isha put around her neck that you say it's not called a chatzitza? If you want to say a woolen strap that he puts around the neck is not a chatzitza for the more, why not? Hash the rach agabi kosher chaitzitz, madach rach, tzemer is called the rach. Agabi kosher hair is called very hard. So madach, when you put the tzemer on the hair, on her hair, it's called the chatzitza chaitzitz, rach agabi rach mi boy. Avada, when she puts the tzemer around her own body, around her neck, avada should be called a chatzitza. So Rashi, habonis katana. That we said, Rashi bonus means urcha de milsonokit. Doesn't mean a fucking old lady. Just means usually the young ladies are the one that wears these straps. The kulam Rashi abonis ninu. Let him be Rashi abonis arutzuas the chudayin koi elachuta namikoi. Even the strings and the straps, both of them means only on the hair. But the mother mutei mai. Ashmin and Rav Huna, the chutin, nami brosha abonishninu. What is telling me lafuke that we're talking about the hair and not something else? Ilem lamutei chutin akshurim mitzavor and lechaitzi. She has straps around her neck. That's not called a chatitza. She can be tied on the mikvah to straps. For the mother mai. Hai chutin. What type of chutin? What type of straps are we talking about? Lamutei lechaitzi mitzavor. Semez rashi wool kori rach. Lagabe pishtin. His wool is more easier, more finer than pishtin flax. Ulagabe hashar. Who are din lagabe here? Agabe kosher sar. Now here is much hotter than wool. So madzuch, this wool on top of here is called a chatitza kwanta tanakamon. Agabe rach bosor miboy. Trashi betzmiyah. It's a kasha. Havade agabe rach tfein hedik. Avad the wool gets closer and tighter onto the body than it does to here. So that the tanak. Not chute pishtin, that's not called a chatitza. It's only wool and not pishtin. For the Gemara, hash the kosher agabi kosher choytzeitz, madach wool, which is hard. Agabi the hair, which is also hard, called a chatitza, kosher agabi rach mi boy, avada pishtin, like agabi the boss, which is zichabi. His on the body, a body of the Christian should be a chatitza for the body. Elozat Gemara Amar Rav Yosef, Haynu Taima de Rahuna, is a Tamar Rahuna. Lufi Shenisha Chanekis Atatzma. He meant to say true. The straps are only chatitza in the hair. Because in the hair, there she ties it very tight. Mashenka, she puts a strap around her neck, she's not going to tie herself too tight, she'll strangle herself. So nice, they don't want to kill themselves. So don't put the strap too tight around the neck. That's what he meant to say. Only on the hair it's called a chatitza. Vashank it around the neck. Nisha doesn't choke herself. So even if she puts this wool or this flax around the neck, it's not so tight. Shrashi. To tighten the straps around the neck. Because Roshim Berevich Sherofun. Havad, they only tighten it loosely, then it should be loose on her. Therefore, it's not called a chatitza. That's what he meant to say. It's only a shell on the hair and not on the neck. Ace for your buyer, but I buy a cash on this. Habonos, the girls, yoitzos, the chutin, shabbos name. To go out with chutim in their ears. Avoloi, the chavtin, shabbos vareim. But they can't go out with the straps tied around their necks. So now, mashma strap tied around her neck is also called a chatitza. He's talking about the shalom from chatitza here. Trashim, chutin, shabbos name. Shalaystim, shom, shalaystim, a nekiv. They like to have pierced ears. So they don't want the ear, the hole, to close up again. So they put cotton string through the neck, through the neck. It's chaftin anke ritzua shein mozavas mchavas leitachshel adin doim lechudrus name. So the kid says, what the bonus could go out the chutim of the name, they go out with his cotton or in the, or the chutim in the ear. Avoloi the chavkin shavreim, but not with the tight necklaces around the necks. Now v'yamrit en isha chanekas atzmo, this en isha never put something around the neck so tight. Chavtin shavasareim am I loy? What's wrong with wearing this necklace around her neck? What should be wrong with it? So Rashi says chavkin anke ritzuas type of charm sheinu muzavas. It's not made out of gold. Not ruchov. It's not white gold. The lav latashid avdin doing with the chutish was name. It's not meant for tashid. It's some other purpose she's wearing it. So now there's no gzeir which will come to walk and take it off and show a friend. Because it's not a chush of a jewelry. And my stam, it's tzarech she wears it for. So the only reason to ask her is that after the dinner chatitza. So maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah and she'll take it off then and she'll come to wear it. But if you say whatever she puts around the neck is always loose, so it's not called a chatitza. So why can't she walk out with it on Shabbos? There's no chatitza here. Am I loy? I'm a ravina. Hocho bekatlatin.